Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
What if this goes on for a while? 4 months, 5 months? Can you see churches getting hurt? Do you think that congregations may not come back? They get comfortable watching church at home?
I mean, financially, yeah, it's going to hurt. It already has for a lot of churches, especially churches that are smaller and just don't have a steady source of income, or larger churches that have gone into tremendous debt and don't have a financial backing. And this could very well change things forever. Yeah. But honestly, I mean, it may sound crazy, but I'm excited. Not about the crisis, not about the sickness, not about the possible church closing. But I've seen a creativity that is stirring in the local church that's absolutely amazing. There's a unity, people helping one another, praying with one another, online Bible studies and prayer groups. People are really taking ownership of their faith journeys. There may not be a church building, but the church is still gathering. The church is still meeting, and the church is still doing its work. We are still gathering, whether it's online or in smaller groups, and we are still being sent out, whether that's digitally or in personal means. And I think that's an exciting time for the church.
Let's see the good. This is really, really hard on every person that's listening. I mean, we've got over 40 million children sent home, and now all these parents are instant homeschoolers trying to figure that out, and the droves of people that no longer can go into work but have to try to do it from home with their kids there. How can they turn the situation, being at home, even just losing that physical community of church, into something that's good? Can you speak into that fear?
Sure. My wife, Shara, was diagnosed with breast cancer about 2 years ago. And one of the verses that we clung to is in Psalm 46. It just says, God is our refuge and strength. He's our ever-present help in time of trouble. And we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountain falls into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. And that's just something we clung to. For many of us right now, the earth feels like it's giving way. Job status is up in the air. Family members are sick. There's this sort of unsettling uncertainty. I know the one who created the mountains. I know the one that commands the winds and the waves and even walks on the waters. He doesn't promise us our life's going to be without trouble. Everyone's life has trouble. Being a Christian or not doesn't change that. What he does promise us is that he is present. And for me, the comfort comes from knowing that in every situation, God is there and he's walking it with me, and nothing takes him by surprise. And he will continue to move forward with us during this time and after it.
You've got that in your heart. The next step is to take that and place that message into somebody else's heart. So how can the church be the church with no church? The church building got taken away. The building is gone. So we talked a little bit about the simple act of just sharing the sermon. If you're watching it with your family and your living room couch, and you have gotten your laptop out and HDMI cabled that sucker to the TV, and you're going all high tech in your living room with your family, maybe just taking that sermon and just putting it on your Facebook page, tagging people in it.
Absolutely.
That you've been speaking to. You know, some of the other things that I've seen are Google Hangout, e-groups. What types of ideas do you have for the congregation to get what was inside those four walls outside of the four walls now that it's more accessible?
Absolutely. You know, for me, one of the things I had to realize, and this was hard for me because I'm a very relational speaker. I like to talk to people. The internet is simply amplifying the message. The TV is simply amplifying the message. It's a tool. The same spirit is doing the work. What they're seeing and experiencing through an internet service, he's there. For some of our classes, we're talking about using Zoom. I wish I'd have bought Zoom stock a few years back just to be able to meet with one another on that. Facebook groups, you can come together, talk about the sermon. We give questions every week about the sermon, about the passage, for our community groups to discuss. We put those up on our Facebook page. Calling one another and talking about, especially for those who don't have the internet, hey, you know, you got the DVD, watch it. How can we talk to you about this? I think coming out of the four walls, maybe the best thing the church has ever experienced. How do we send ourselves out from here is something we're always talking about. How do we leave this place and be the church? There's this sort of theological idea of the visible and invisible church, and I'm not using it properly, but the visible church may not be meeting right now, but the invisible church is out doing the work of God.
I think you're even not just speaking to the people that are listening, that maybe are a little discouraged that they can't physically see faces in the church building right now, but maybe to some of the smaller churches that are out there that are like, all right, my whole world is upside down. I'm not really sure how to do this. And those that want to share, but maybe evangelism is a very scary thing. So you've hit on a lot of different things and a lot of different ideas on this. And I pray that it's just a huge blessing to those that are listening. So thank you for giving up your time. I'm just going to end with this. Why do you do what you do? Why do you get out there every single day? You could have just taken 2 months and put your feet up and waited for everything to calm down and had everybody come back to church. But no, it's like, hey, we're going on Facebook Live today. You could have sat back and just rested. But there's that heart of evangelism in you, which I think is getting sent out. I really think that people are picking up on this because we're seeing so much more sharing out there. Why do you do it and why do they need to do it?
We have the greatest message in the world. It's a message of hope that is more than anything else can give. I just saw a group of celebrities that were singing the John Lennon song, Imagine, together. It's the only hymn they have. And it's this idea of imagine there's no heaven, imagine there's no hell, and I'll be happy. I listened to that and I thought, what a lack of hope that if the coronavirus takes over and this is all that we have. But we have a message that's so much more than that. The supply is not the issue. You look at these grocery stores, supply isn't the issue. We know we have food supplies. We know we have toilet paper supplies. Distribution's the issue. Trying to get it to the right places. And I think in the church, we have the supply. We have an endless supply of power and a message of hope through God. Our issue has always been the distribution. How do we get it to people that need it? We just took this as an opportunity to say we are going to use this as a way to distribute hope in any way that we can.